With the nation's 250th anniversary less than a year away, Visit Philadelphia has launched a $9 million campaign to encourage people from around the world to explore the city of brotherly love. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The campaign centers around two elements, a commercial titled Anything But Silent, and an interactive badge builder where Philadelphians can express their love for the city with multiple elements. Chief Marketing Officer Neil Frauenglass told WHYY News they wanted to remind both locals and potential visitors that Philadelphia is the most historic city in America.
We knew that we had to remind people that Philadelphia is the only place that you should be considering to visit for that milestone.
Ads will begin popping up Tuesday on YouTube and various streaming platforms in the Philly, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and New York City markets. An interactive badge builder is also available on Visit Philly's website, and the first 1,000 people to make a badge can receive a free window decal. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Professional hockey is returning to New Jersey's capital city. WHYY's David Matthau has the story.
13 years after the Trenton Titans played their final game at the Cure Insurance Arena, a new minor league hockey team will hit the ice in the same venue in October of 2026. During a news conference at the 7,000-seat arena, Mercer County Executive Dan Benson said the team, which will relocate from Utah, will spur economic development, create jobs, and help to revitalize Trenton's downtown area. Officials also stressed Trenton's new minor league hockey team, which has not been named yet, will give residents and visitors a first-class entertainment that's exciting and affordable. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Mostly cloudy skies across much of the Delaware Valley on this Wednesday afternoon. Currently 70 degrees with showery conditions in Rehoboth Beach. Princeton at 69 with gray skies. And gray in Center City, Philadelphia as well, where it is 70 degrees. Overnight in Philly, temperatures get down into the lower 60s.